Hello.
Hey, is this Ben?
Yes, it is.
Hey, guys, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey there, John. Sorry we missed your call.
No, it's okay. It happens. I was actually dealing with one of my clients. So we were building a site. Like, I had a client interview scheduled for a guy I signed up yesterday. So I had to actually sit down with him and build his website and everything anyway. So it's okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
You need to go reboot the back? No, it's fine.
But you guys had opportunity to kind of think over my offer from earlier?
Yeah, we've been thinking about it. Just got a few questions, basically, before we get rolling on it.
I figured that would be the case. I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
I guess I'm not exactly fully understanding what the scenario is.
Sure. So I can kind of simplify it. Are you near a computer by chance?
I am not. I'm actually out on a job site. This is like our only time that we were able. We just finished up, so.
Okay.
We just finished two mowing clients here.
No worries. Like, even if you did the search on a mobile device, right? If you pulled out your phone and you just typed in, like, car going off. Stealing car. There we go. I jinxed it. All right. So if you type in landscape installation in Mooresville, it's okay. It happens. I mean, it doesn't happen every day, but yeah, it happens. but if you type in landscape installation, for example, there's a map that pops up, and you get three top recommended guys. I mentioned them to you guys earlier. It was like Begonia Brothers Services, Uprise Landscaping Construction, and C. Malachi Landscaping.
Right, now, do those guys go through you guys too?
Well, they go through the Google Partner Program. That's the only way you get up there. And so the reason we were reaching out to you guys today is because we were notified that a position opened up in your area. And usually when that happens, Google sends us a list of the guys that they feel are eligible or that qualify. And then one of my reps had reached out to you originally. It was her name was Tara. And she had pre-screened you guys for the placement. And then she asked me to jump on the line to get you a discounted pricing structure called a new in business credit. It's usually for businesses that are 5 years and under. We actually waive like all the setup fees on the account. And we reduced the pricing structure by about $200. So the guys that I listed are paying about $499 with the website included. I got it down to $299 for you guys on a month-to-month basis without any kind of long-term commitment or contract. And then these Google Places placements, you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. And she thought that was a major interest point for you guys because you're doing like some pay-per-lead stuff now. So it was more of like we could put you in position to have people call you directly off the first page of Google instead of you go through that third party who's getting their leads from Google but reselling them to you and then a couple other guys and then charging you the lead fee even if you don't get it. So that's where I hopped on the line was just to override the pricing structure and get you guys that deal.
That's what I'm curious about because we signed up for something to try to bring in more clientele, which I'm sure that's how you guys got a hold of us in the first place.
Yeah, well, got to have something online for sure, yeah.
Right. So the people that we went through, we have to pay for the – we signed with her to do, like, lead stuff, like you were just explaining. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's how you guys got our number or if – I'm sure it
Google.
Is because she said that they –
Yeah, I mean, Google creates the qualified candidates list, but I do know, like, Home Advisor by Angie's, I see them, your listing right here. They use Google to get the leads that they sell. Like, they're on the first page also. They're just not listed independently. It just says, like, 10 best landscaping companies. So if somebody clicks on that one, they take the leads and they resell them to you guys. We just list you independently and let people call you directly as a live call. Actually, more people do it that way.
So you're saying to stop what I had going.
To stop what you have going?
No, to, like, drop the Angie's List thing, because that's what we enrolled in Orlando.
So Google records our calls, and Home Advisor by Angie does actually pay Google a lot of money. So I'm not supposed to say that. You could do what you want to do, but if you compare them, you know, it's not rocket science. I mean, it'll have some pretty definitive answers based on like what you're spending and what you're making off the two of them. And I'm sure you'd like having people call you directly,
right,
not having to pay
for
lead.
I guess that's what I'm wondering. So basically, you're offering to build a website. You're offering to
create your Google business profile, verify that
right.
business profile, do the optimization so you show up as a top option for each individual service you offer. And then there's other things that we do, you know, just to kind of get you all the same bells and whistles as the guys that are up there. It's a platinum package. So you actually have, like, first page placement on Bing. You can get leads from that, too. You have Facebook ads. So we'll create a Facebook business profile, run Facebook ads. You can get leads from that as well. And then there's also Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Amazon Alexa voice search results. That just comes as a part of the submission that we do. So, yeah, we'll give you more than one way to generate the leads. But
right.
Yeah.
So people will call us. Homeowners will call us. They want something done. We say, okay, we'll come quote you. So all we're doing is paying you $2.99 a month.
That's it. Yep, it's just to be up there. All the calls that come with it, they go straight to you, and we don't get in between it.
Okay, and then versus, like, I know, like, what you just said, I can't really say this, but Angie's List is through a, so people that are looking for landscaping jobs, you're saying that through Angie's List, they have to go through Angie's List to get to us.
Yes, exactly. If you just pulled up your smartphone, or if Cole's
right.
there, yeah,
just
type in landscape installation in Northville
right.
on Google, and then you'll see these Google Guarantee guys, and then if you go down, there's a map, and there's three guys under the map. That's where you'll be. And if you scroll down a little further, there's Angie's, which is Home Advisor by Angie's List. It says top 10 best hardscaping in Northville. And so you're on that list. If they click on that, Angie's doesn't let people just call you directly as a live call because they want to be able to sell you the lead. So
right.
what'll happen is they'll go through like this virtual questionnaire. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever tried to call yourself off there, but you'll hear it. It's like an automated answering thing. And then they'll gather that person's information, and they'll send the information to like four or five guys on that list of 10. And they charge you all the lead fee, even if you don't get the job. They just charge you for sending you the information. So
right,
it's almost
exactly.
like you guys buying scratchers is your marketing strategy right now, if you think about it.
Right, and that's one thing that I wasn't too thrilled about, too, because when I signed with them, it was just basically to get... So we started small 2 years ago, and we're still kind of on the smaller scale because we don't do advertising. But this is the next step up that we're actually planning on doing, and that's why we enrolled in Angie. Well, we talked about it just to try to get more clientele, and so we enrolled in Angie about probably 2 weeks ago or a week ago. We enrolled in them, so she was explaining stuff, and we still haven't gotten any leads yet. And like, honestly, dude, I don't know how I'll feel about it, but she did say we can back out whenever.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to build a website, and I know, like, kind of a pain in the butt to try to find the right person to build a website and then enroll it on Google. I don't know how that stuff works, pretty much.
Yeah.
But
we'll
yeah,
take
so
care of you, Ben. So I set up a package here that you could see. I sent you two text messages here. One of them is a website example. And the other one's the pricing page. The package that I'm putting you on, it's called that Platinum Bundle. So it has the website in it, has the Facebook advertising in it. Obviously, the main product on all of our packages is that Google Places placement. We don't call out
right.
unless we even have that available. But,
so,
you know, we'll...
You guys are going through Facebook and...
Over?
No. Stop.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
that's
no.
scary. Yeah, you just got to pull off to the right.
Yeah, we got a trailer following us too right now. So, but yeah, so you guys do Facebook, Instagram, and
Not Instagram, just Facebook ads.
Just Facebook. Okay, yeah. That's shocking because it's through the, doesn't Facebook own Instagram now?
They do, yeah, it's Meta. Meta owns them. But the ads that we run, there is a remarketing campaign, so you could show up as sponsored on Instagram, but we don't actually touch the Instagram and do posts like we do on Facebook. So that's why we don't say we do Instagram. Because then if we say that, then guys are expecting us to put up new pictures, write out the tags and everything. We don't actually do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But you could still pop up as sponsored because it is Facebook ads, so it's a sponsored ad.
All right. So, okay, moving forward on this.
Okay.
I think we're pretty down on doing it.
All right, so I got to create your Google business profile first and foremost. That's
right.
The most important thing. And then I also have to submit a verification form. So I have like a paper that you guys got to fill out here. It's a digital one. Send it over to you. But it'll ask for like any like license or insurance if it's required by the state. We want you to send that in. I'll get it over to you right now. And then also they're going to send you a verification form in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. It's called a PIN verification letter. And the great thing is you only got to do this one time for as long as you guys own the business. So even if you stop doing first page placement later, you're still Google verified and findable and have all your reviews and everything up there. But what's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
20568.
The Woodbend Drive in Northville?
Yep.
Okay. Let me update.
So like I was telling Tara, that is our residential, and we've just been having our stuff there for now.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, you want me to hide it?
Yeah.
And then we can update it for now.
Yeah.
I'll hide it. It'll still have city, state, and zip. And then, Ben, I'm going to send you a text with my direct number and extension, too. And then if you guys, it's the same one that you texted me on, actually, earlier. But if anytime you want to make a change like that, just let me know. We will have to re-PIN verify you, though, if you change the address. So.
Okay. All
okay.
Right. So this address that we might be getting now is actually, I guess it would be Livonia.
Tara put that in the notes. 10 minutes away, right?
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes away.
It's the same service area. Yeah, this covers up to 40-mile radius, so 10 minutes, there's no way that's 40 miles. Yeah, you're good.
All right.
We just have to update the address, though, so you got to let me know when that happens.
Okay.
And then, Ben, are you going to be the primary on this account? You going to handle most of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Ben, short for Benjamin?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name?
Farid. FRIEROTT.
TT? Like Tom Tom?
Yeah, like Tom Tom.
Okay, gotcha. That's a unique last name. All right, and then I'm going to add Cole just as, like, the partner in case he, like, helps you out one day or has access to, like, make any changes. What's his last name?
Same last name.
Oh, okay. You guys are brothers?
Yeah, brothers.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Right, yeah. Cole.
Who's older?
Cole is.
Okay. Okay. He's not bullying you out there, is he?
No,
I have an older brother. He's 5 years older than me. I gave him a black eye one time. We never fought again. Best buddies.
That'll work.
Yeah. He was 21 at the time, and I was 16. I remember it came down the hallway, and he hit me with a shoulder, and I just looked at him and just clocked him hard as I could. Yeah.
Got to be like that.
Yeah, never happened again, though. He kind of got the point after that. Like, I was done with it. I was tired of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're good now. Now we're all dads and
way too old
to be punching each other.
it goes away after about 21.
Yeah. My brother's kind of like, man, we can't play around like that anymore. I'll just shoot you. Like, people could die like this. Can't play around.
All right.
I have, so I'm going to send you everything in writing, Ben, and then we'll have to have you sign off on the service agreement, and then I'll also send over a business invoice receipt so you guys can write it off as a business expense. What's the email address I could send everything to?
Northwest Lawn and Land, all one word.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay. Go ahead and update this. All right, and I'll send you access to the tracking system there as well. You'll get a text message with the tracking system information right now, but in the email, it'll have a link to the app, and there'll be a YouTube video to show you how to use the app and tracking system. And that'll be a good tool for you guys. Like, when you're wrapping up jobs, you can go in there, punch in the client's number, and send them a live link to your Google Business profile. Ask them to leave that star rating and, like, write a little review for you guys. It'll help us build up the reputation. Yeah, it's a good little tool. And then if you're missing calls, it'll still save, like, their number and their information. And if they leave a message, there's, like, a messaging section in there. So that way you have, like, all your clients kind of in this one little pipeline here.
For sure.
Okay. Go ahead and update. All right. And do you have a company logo or, like, pictures you guys have done in the past that we could use for the website?
Yeah. We have a few pictures. Our company logo is actually being worked on right now. That's why, like, it's kind of like we're kind of in between right now. Like, honestly, like, another – that's why I was trying to postpone. Like, I was going to talk to you, and then I was – but because we're in between getting a logo right now, so I was going to wait to get a little more information on that logo. He's doing some final details right now.
Okay. That's an easy fix, though. You want to get the spot and not, like, put that on the back burner because of the logo. We could always add the logo later. We always have – we have a graphic design team in-house, too, that could – help you develop a logo if you needed it, you know? I was just saying, if you do have it, though, we want to brand you. We want to make sure that it matches up on the Google Business profile, the site, the Facebook page. You know, we want everything to basically be uniform with that same logo and name, address, phone number, and everything. And then the photos, too. We want as many photos as we could get from you. So I texted you that email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. Send in the photos that you have right now, and then when that logo is ready, send that over to us as well.
Okay. Now, is this $300? This is $299 a month for forever until the website gets dropped?
No, that's as long as you're with us. So it's not gonna go up or change on you.
Okay.
What do you mean? Right. What do you mean until the website gets dropped?
Like if one day, like if we decide to like.
Oh, cancel?
Like, pull out, like, in the future. Like,
yeah,
future
yeah.
Future.
Yeah, it says in our service agreement, it's $299 month to month for a platinum bundle that I have you on, and I waive the setup fees, and then it's reoccurring each month on the 19th day, since we're starting it up today, at the same price, $299. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you guys are ever going to discontinue the services, just let us know before that next bill goes through, so that way we could stop the billing cycle.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Everybody that we work with is coming back on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Otherwise, you would have to, like, is there a way of, like building websites and getting, or do you not get the Google verification, like, or is it, like, a big process?
It's pretty easy, actually. We walked you through all of this stuff, Ben. So there's never going to be a point where we're just, like, throw a bunch of stuff on your lap and then, like, good luck.
Right,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, like, we need it to work for you in order for us to get paid next month, right? So,
right.
Yeah. So I'm going to send you the form, like, while I have you on the line right here so you can get a good look at it. I've never had a guy not get verified. It even tells you right at the bottom of the form that if you're missing some of the stuff on the form that Google's requesting, we can actually three-way video call you with the Google rep on the line. As you can see his face.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll verify you over the phone. So
we don't
let any of our clients not get verified. If they told us that you're on our qualified candidates list to call, then, you know, basically they already have everything they need. We just need you to send in, like, the stuff for, like, license, insurance, if you have it. That way we could put those little badges and check marks on the Google Business profile and let the customer know you have that. It just kind of gives them peace of mind, maybe adds a little more credibility, more legitimacy to the business.
Sweet.
All right. So I have the account created. Before I set up any, or process any kind of payment with you, I want to schedule this client interview for tomorrow. The client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to go through it just because they're going to ask you about like keywords, service area you cover, how you want the website to look. What do you think would be the best time?
What's your business hours?
Well, because we're in California, right? We're next to Google, so we usually go 7 to 4, but you're Eastern Standard Time, so it's 10 to 7 your time.
Okay. Can you do, what time works for you? 6 to 7 our time.
Tomorrow?
At night?
Yeah, that'd be the last slot tomorrow.
Okay. If you can make that work, that'd be great.
Sure. And it's actually better if Cole's there with us too. That way I got input from both of you guys.
He works the main job and we're doing this as co-owners, so.
Got it.
Seeing how it's going to take off.
Okay. So I'm going to schedule it. I'm going to send a calendar invitation to the email, and we'll shoot you guys a text message reminder 1 hour prior. If something pops up or changes where, like, you can't make it or it doesn't work for you guys, just let me know. I could push it to Friday, but, you know, I don't really like doing that. I like to get everything going as soon as possible.
But, okay. Yep, yeah. That sounds good.
All right. So let me go ahead and lock in for tomorrow between 6 and 7. All right, and you'll get that calendar invitation from the client interview representative. Save. All right, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
Just by card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or Cole's name?
It's going to be under my name for now.
Okay.
Until we get our business account set up.
Okay. Oh, you know what I noticed? I added Cole, like, his first and last name, but I don't have the phone number for him. I just have the same phone number. Let me add that first. Give me 1 second here. Okay. What's his phone number?
714.
714? He's from out here?
Yeah, we used to live out there, and we moved to Michigan about 5 years ago.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm originally from Huntington Beach. I went to Huntington Beach High School. Yeah.
We were out there in Steel Beach, so.
Oh, yeah, close. I actually did the OC Marathon in February. So I literally, like, ran that whole beach, like, all the way to Steel Beach and through Central Park and back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, killer.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's probably a big culture difference for Michigan. I've actually only been to Michigan twice. My mom is originally from out there, and then she moved to Garden Grove as a teenager and then met my dad.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
crazy. Yeah, 714, that's cool, though. I love that. All right. what's the rest of it?
737.
737.
7537.
7537, okay. Yeah, if you look up Local Splash. Oh, you said 5-7? 7557?
No, I said a lot of sevens.
Oh.
714-737-7537.
Got it. Okay. Let me insert. Yeah, if you look up Local Splash, we have a headquarters in Costa Mesa, and then we have another one in Fountain Valley as well, like right across from the police station right there. And then the Google that we're partnered with is the new one. I don't know when's the last time you guys have been out to SoCal, but the Google Building 1 is in Irvine now. It's like right off the 405. Yeah, it's like...
Is that where you're located?
Well, yeah, that's the one we're partnered with. So... I have to go. I go there twice a week in order to keep my certification up to date, and then they obviously like monitor, record all our calls and everything.
You familiar with Rivian?
What was that?
Are you familiar with Rivian?
Rivian?
Yeah, the automotive company.
Oh no.
Oh really? They're out in Irvine. That's who my brother works for.
Oh. Mm-mm.
Yeah, he goes up to California sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm not really familiar with that company. I live in Newport now, so it's kind of like the Back Bay area. So we're right by like Fletcher Jones Motor Car, like where I live, like I have the Back Bay kind of like right there.
Right.
Yeah. Is it in that area, you think? Rivian?
It's in Irvine. Yeah, Rivian. the electric cars.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those trucks before. I know.
Yeah,
yeah, those are cool. Those are very new. Yeah, I don't, yeah, I'm not a Tesla guy or electric vehicle guy. That's why I'm like, I have a 4Runner.
We got a Tacoma and a old 4Runner too. So.
Yeah, there you go. Right on. Yeah, I'm kind of like anti-electric car. You see them everywhere over here though. It's disgusting. Like, our whole parking lot is like Teslas.
It is pretty disgusting.
Right on. All right. I have everything set up with the account. I added Cole, and then I have the client interview scheduled between 10 and 11, so I just got to secure that payment with you. Let me go to the billing, and then this is going to be...
Ten and 11 your time?
Yeah. Well, it's 10 and... No. Sorry, that's a different one. You guys are 6 to 7 Eastern Standard, 3 to 4 our time.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
Sorry about that. I clicked on a different one.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
All right, and then, so this is going to be Platinum Bundle. Let me go $299 for you guys. Makes me feel a lot better about getting those discounts knowing that you're from my neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, dude.
No problem.
Thank you.
Waive the setup fee. Yeah, then hopefully this will turn into a long-term relationship. I'm sure it will. I mean, if you give it like 30 to 45 days and you compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, I mean, the results is going to be pretty glaring for you guys. I've worked with a lot of guys who use that, and they always tell me it's just better to have people call them direct.
Oh, yeah.
And website. Okay, I'm going to upgrade you to the My Site so that way you get that custom website design in the demo that I sent you. And then we're going to waive this. Okay, and then just let me make sure I update all future billing to reflect that. $299, so that way it doesn't try to shift back. Okay, good. All right, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment, Ben, how did you want to do that?
Just by the card, Visa card.
All right, and is it under your name, the business name, Cole's name?
It's under my name.
Okay. Does it have the business on it at all?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to add it here and send the invoice receipt. With the business name on it.
Could I switch that over to the business card once we get there?
Yeah, and I highly recommend getting it. But that's why I'm sending the invoice this way. So that way you guys can still write it off at the end of the year. It'll have like the business name on it. You can still write off as a business expense. But definitely get that card because you could just do all your transactions on that card throughout the year. And then at the end, before you do your taxes, you could just go into the bank and get a printout of it and give that to your CPA. Instead of having to, like, keep every receipt from everything and, you know, do it the old-fashioned way. It's kind of tedious.
Right.
All
right. Yeah.
Update. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you, Ben.
All right. Card number is 4833.
4833.
1201.
1201.
8874.
8874.
1715.
1715. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
06 of 2029.
06 of 29. And then 3-digit code on the back?
739.
739. And did you already have an existing Facebook page?
No, we do not.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure because we don't want to duplicate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Update. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification mainly because of the discounted pricing structure. So this will outline the service agreement. I'm going to get real formal on you. And then we'll send this to you in writing, have you sign off on it. If I say anything you don't agree with, Ben, just stop me, okay?
Good.
Okay. Is Cole still there with us by chance?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay, so you guys are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the business name?
Northwest Lawn and Land.
Thank you. And can you please state your names and titles within the company?
Ben for us and Cole for us.
And you guys are the owners, right?
Yes, both owners.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, are you guys authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Northwest Lawn and Land today?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, Ben, you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you guys are actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you already have. If you guys want to keep doing that stuff, that's fine. The reason they put that in there is just we don't want to duplicate any online listings or have you guys pay for something that we're already providing for you. If you look at that platinum package, I try to give you all the bells and whistles I could, so that way we're like a one-stop shop for you guys. You don't have 100 different bills floating around. But if you're not sure if you guys are going to add something online, just double check with me so you can make sure you're not like duplicating anything or add an extra overhead that you don't need.
Okay, that sounds good.
Like paying for every single lead, but just
right,
kidding.
Right. I understand now.
Less is more. Less is more.
Right.
So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you give it a shot for 2 months when you're first signing up, since we're building everything from scratch. But it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 16th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Bundle. I've included the MySite custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 19th day, but it will remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. You go ahead and process this. And you're going to get your Google verification form, outline of the agreement in writing, and the username and password. They're like automated text messages. They're all going to come through on Ben's number here.
Okay. And now that gives me access to, like, just keeping track of everything here. Like,
yes.
Tomorrow I'm going to get a form that I have to fill out today.
I got you. One step at a time. Let them come through. I'll show you. Very
right,
quick. Almost done. It's easier to show you than to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you should have the terms and conditions there.
Yep.
Okay, so there's the full outline of the agreement in writing. This is also sent over to your email. So it'll have all the products and features that we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and it'll ask you to sign off on that. I have Ben as the primary on the account, so it'll probably be under Benjamin. Forgive me if I pronounce your last name wrong. Fryrot? Is that French?
German-French.
German-French, okay. It's a tough one.
it's a weird one.
Yeah, the way you pronounce it versus how I'm looking at it spelled is like, whoa.
The T's are supposed to be silent. Everyone just says Farad, but it's Farrell, but I'm not going to go through all that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a big explanation. Okay, so most of the stuff will be under you, but Cole does have full access to everything, Ben. So, also, you can share the login credentials. It's not like one of those ones where you can only have one person logged into the app at a time. He could log into it too. He could download the app and use the same username and password, have access to the leads and everything, request reviews.
Okay. Now, what app is that?
It's my.localsplash.com if you want to look up the PC version. But the only way to download the app is actually through the client email that they're going to send to you. So you'll have this version where you could just look it up on the phone. I think they already sent it over to you. Let me refresh your SMS here. Yeah, with the username and password there, get local. Yeah, and you could log into it that way, but they also have the app. It's just a lot more convenient if you get the local Splash app.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And then we're looking for one more. There should be your Google verification form. I'm not seeing it was sent through. I'm going to manually force this one through.
Okay.
Okay. But just to kind of simplify everything, Ben, just so you don't get overwhelmed, right? So you want to sign that subscription terms, and then you want to fill out this Google verification form that I'm sending over to you now, and then try to be available for that client interview tomorrow between 6 and 7. Okay? We'll blow you up if we have to. Yeah, but yeah, but that's just to keep it easy on you, so that way you're not, like, getting overwhelmed.
All right. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll walk you through it. Like I said, we're not going to get paid next month if you guys don't get paid this month. So we're really adamant about making sure that our clients are seeing the success with our campaign.
All right. Yep, I just came through.
All right, perfect. So now that I know you got that, I'll sleep better tonight. But all right, you guys. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. You know, say thank you for signing up. Share my number with Cole. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, do not hesitate to call. I'll be the account lead. I won't be the only guy you talk to. There's some more SoCal guys that'll contact you, like for the client interview tomorrow. But if you guys want something done quick, you know, I'm your guy. Just give me a call, like when it's time to swap out that address and things like that. Get that done quick.
Appreciate it, dude.
All right, you guys. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 6 for that client interview.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye, Cole.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Later.